There were three friends who died and went to the gates of heaven simultaneously. And Peter asked them how they died. And the first guy said, "Well, I went to my ninth floor apartment and I found out that it was ransacked. And in fit of anger, I lifted a heavy cabinet and threw it outside the window and I had a heart attack." And the second guy was asked, "How about you? How did you die?" And the second guy said, "Well, I was passing by a big building and a cabinet came crashing. How about you? How about me?" And then the third guy was said, "How about you? How did you die?" And the third guy said, "Well, I was in a ninth floor room and I heard footsteps, so I hid inside a heavy cabinet." You see, in our gospel today, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 18, Jesus said to the woman, "It is not right for children to throw the food of the children to the dogs." And the woman answered Jesus by saying, "But sir, even the dogs eat of the scraps that fall on the table of the master." And Jesus was amazed by the great faith of this woman. And he cured the daughter of this woman. Two important lessons that we can learn in our liturgy of the word today. One is persistency. Persistency. In the story of Isaiah, the third book of Isaiah, which is the first reading today, Isaiah 56, Isaiah was telling the exiled Jewish community, "Observe what is right and do what is just. You have been following the Lord. Just be persistent. Just be persistent." When the woman heard what Jesus said, that "I came to the lost sheep of Israel," the woman persisted. And because she persisted, what she asked was, and pray unceasingly. Pray even if we don't get any response. I always say that in prayer, the answer is yes, no, and wait. Wait. And many times the answer is just wait. Wait. Remember, even those foreigners as described in the first reading, in the second part of the first reading, God would welcome all those who are doing good. Doing good. We ask so many things of God. Sometimes we do not get the whole package. But I can assure you, we will get what is best for us according to God's plan. How do we become persistent? How do we become persistent in our prayer? I have two pointers. One, believe that God has a plan. So that when we pray for something and it's not happening, just believe that God has a plan. Second, believe that God is in control. Believe that God is in control. So that even if it seems that nothing is happening, that evil is persisting, that bad things continue to exist, don't worry. It's not our work. It's God's work. But there should be the faith of the people that believes that there is something that God is planning. That even in spite of the many bad things that is happening in the world and even in our life, God is still in control. But be persistent. Hold on. Second, plead to God. Plead to God. In Matthew 15, verse 25, that verse, after hearing from Jesus saying that I came for the lost sheep of Israel, what did the woman do? The woman went to Jesus, did him homage, and said, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. We need to plead. If we had not prayed, if we have prayed rather, and prayed saying, Lord, help me, Lord, have mercy on me, then we know how to pray. We know how to pray. And unless we experience, really, we come to a point where we're desperate and really say with complete humility, reaching out to God in humility and trust, believing that there is nothing that we can do, that we are helpless, that it's only with God's help that things will happen, then we have not experienced the core of prayer. Because the core of prayer is complete trust in God, complete surrender in God. We reach out to God. And reaching out is listening, taking time, even if it's the scraps of our time. Just take time for God. Take time for God. Look at the story of the second reading in the letter of Paul to the Romans. It is the story of Paul reaching out to the Gentiles because the Jews were not listening to him. So he reached out to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles listened to Paul. And now in this chapter of the Romans, chapter 11, here is Paul now saying to the Gentiles that if only my people will listen to me also, because I'm also reaching out to them, I know that God's mercy is for all. God's mercy is for all. Going back to that prayer of that woman, Lord, have mercy. Lord, listen to me. Lord, help me. You see, we are doing. Speaking of reaching out, this is what we are doing. We are reaching out to you. Next week will be the kickoff retreat of our small Christian community. And we have set up a retreat through the Choice Wine. The first retreat will be for the community of Ephesus, which is the Anthem Parkside West. Okay? But even if you don't belong to that Ephesus community, you can still attend the retreat, which is scheduled next weekend, August 26 and 27, and then September 9 and 10, 2 weekends. This is the way the parish is reaching out to everyone so that we can kickstart forming our small Christian communities. We want our community to be more, you know, to feel being part of the church. Feel the church inside their own neighborhood, in their families. Reaching out is not there and then. No, that's not reaching out. Reaching out is here and now. That's how you do reaching out. Reaching out. Brothers and sisters, today's gospel is telling us, keep praying. Keep praying. Strengthen our faith. Nourish our faith. Second, plead to God. Make a habit of prayer. A prayer saying, Lord, help me. It's not so the confessional. But many times I would tell the penitent, you know, one of the most helpful way to prevent committing the same sin again and again is make that short prayer, Lord, help me. When the temptation is there, Lord, help me. If we do not ask God for help, even if it's just a simple weakness, a simple, you know, temptation, we can easily succumb to the temptation. We can easily embrace the temptation. And sometimes we even get entertained by the temptation. But if we make a habit of saying, Lord, help me, like the woman in our gospel, it is easier for us not only to conquer the sin, but to have the power of God help us conquer our weaknesses. And that is precisely the example of the woman in our gospel today. Please all stand.